Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Kol Zaman she tevask subasa, Kol Zaman, all the time, any time that the wife is now asking for a ksuba, the wife says the case is that the husband died, so now the wife has the right to collect the ksuba. So lochur is ha yorshin mashbiyin oisa. Since she's collecting the ksuba from the yorshim, so the yorshim have a right to make her swear first that she did not receive any money for the ksuba when the husband was still alive. Let's say though she's not asking for a ksuba, she's not going to collect the money from a, for a ksuba, then the lochur is ain ha yorshim mashbiyin oisa. The yorshim have no right to make her swear. And the Chura then, what's the question? What type of shvuah is there altogether? So Gemara will talk about what type of a shvuah. Here it's talking about shvuah's apotropis. That she's an apotropis, she's taking care of their affairs, of the money, so the Reb Shimon holds that the Yorshim can't make her swear. They could only make her swear if she wants to collect money for the ksuba from them. But if she's taking care of their property, then they cannot make her swear. So Gemara says like this. Sova Rami Bachoma Lameina. Rami Bachoma first thought to say that Shvua Diraisa, that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Shvua Midiraisa. What's the case? The Kotoyin Mosayim. That Poshid, the husband is saying, I paid you up. I paid you up $1,000. That's the ratio of the first, that's Pagemas Ksubasa, the Mishnah says. That true, the Shias Ksuba saying that Ksubu was worth $1,000. Now the husband is saying, I paid you up already $1,000. And the wife agrees that you paid her only 100. She's only asking for 9,000. So Chur, the Gemara says, Chur, that's like a moid of a mixas. To kotoyin mosayim, for kamoid leibam b'meya. It's like a case where somebody asks for 200, and the other person answers back, I agree that I owe you 100. But the other 100 I don't agree to. That's called a moid of a mixas. So heavenly hoidoy is a mixas ataina. The Chur here also, she's agreeing to half a part of his taina. The husband's taina is, I paid you up the whole ksuba already. And she says, no, you only paid me up 100, that's all. So Chur, she's being moida to mixas ataina. And the klal is, v'chol ha-moida v'mixas ataina yishova. That's a din d'iraisa, that's moida v'mixas. Whenever somebody agrees to half of your taina, that shows that is you're really saying the truth. So there should be a shvuah midiraisa. That's what Rami Bachoma wanted to say. That our Mishnah says by a pagemas tsubasa, that before she collects the rest of the $900, she has to swear first. That's a shvuah midiraisa. And this thing Mara says, no. On my Rabbi says back, you should know, shtei tshuvas bedover. I have two questions on you. Tshuvas looks like a question. There are two things why you can't say what you're saying. Chodah, one reason is, whenever you make a shavuah, when you swear, midiraisa, the pshat is always you're swearing and freeing yourself, that you don't have to pay. A moedim mixas means that I say you owe me 200, and you agree that you only owe me 100. So you have to swear now that you don't owe me the other $100. So you're always swearing and freeing yourself. For he, but in our mission here, the case is, Nishbas for Nutellus. Here the case is she is swearing that the husband still owes her $900 for the ksuba and she's collecting it. So that's not Midiraisa. Midiraisa is always a Shvuah Sapturim, but not a Shvuah Sanoitlin. To swear and to take, that's not Midiraisa. Secondly, Vyoid, Midiraisa, the klal is Ein Nishboyim Akfira Shibakakois. Anytime Zalocha, what you're collecting from, could be collected from karka, there's a shibud on karka, then the lochur is midiraisa, you don't have to swear on it. There also, the isha, when she goes to collect the ksuba, we know the karka, the property of the husband, is meshubah to the ksuba. So she has a right to collect from the karka. Whenever you have a right to get payment by karka, the lochur is no shvuah. So therefore, here in the Mishnah, pagemis ksubasa cannot be midiraisa. And that's a lima we learn on the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara Azov. We learn out that you don't swear on Shibat Kakois. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, therefore Rav says like this, that after our Mishnah says, by a Pagemis Ksubosa you have to swear, so Rav says, Avad Ritzoni Midirabonin. It's only Midirabonin that she has to swear. Why? Because the Pora Dayik, the Svarish usually, the person that paid up, he's Medayik, he's very carefully, he knows that he paid up. Like here the case is, the husband tells his wife, after he gave her get, you want your ksuba now? I paid it up to you already. A while ago, I gave you the ksuba. She says, no, you only paid me 100, that's all. She still wants 900. So the svara why she has to swear is because te pora dayik. The husband that says he paid off, the person that pays up is medayik, is always careful to know exactly what he's doing. But the mifra, the one that wants to collect, loydayik, they're not so medayik so much. So therefore we're afraid maybe the isha made a mistake, maybe really she did collect all the money for the ksuba. So therefore, with the Rabbanim, we make her swear, v'roma Rabbanim shvu'ala, ki'echa de tedek. The Rabbanim want her to check out carefully. So therefore, we make her swear, with the Rabbanim, before she collects the rest of her $900. We have a question like this. Pagemes ksubasa b'edim mahu. What's going to be a case of a pagemes ksubasa b'edim means where the husband already paid up his wife a little bit. In other words, the husband paid her up $100 in front of Adam. And here the case is that the ksuba is $1,000. So she is still asking for $900. And the husband says, no, I paid you up the complete $1,000. But he has Adam, though, that he paid her up $100. So, pagem is ksubasa b'edim out. It means, if you want to tell me, the para b'edim have a para law. The who once swore is to say the husband did not pay her up more than this $100. Like he did not pay her up the rest. Because since the first $100 he paid her in front of Adam, if it's true that he paid her up more, he also would have paid her in front of Adam. So how come the husband doesn't have Adam that he paid her up more? So that should be a svara that the husband has not believed, that she would not have to swear. We say she only received $100 and not more. Iduma maybe no, maybe it's Rumi Yisramilei. That the husband first paid the $100 in front of Adam, it's not the pshat the husband only pays in front of Adam. It just happened to be that at that day, at that time, when he paid up his wife $100, she needed some money that day. She says, okay, I'll give you an extra $100, and we'll take it off from Miksuba. And it just happened to be there were Adam around that day. So therefore, he paid in front of Adam. But he's not a person that's makbid that always has to pay in front of Adam. Therefore, maybe we have a suffix, the husband's telling the truth. That the husband now tells us, I paid you up the complete $1,000. I paid you up $900 later. So therefore we have a doubt. Maybe the husband is true. He's telling the truth. That's why she should still have to swear before she collects the rest of the $900. That's the shayla. Do we make her swear in this case or not? Toshima coming here. It says the klal, kol ha-nishboyim shabbat Torah. Anytime you have to swear, midi rice, so the klal is nishboyim v'loy mishalmim. That's called your swearing frees you. It's part of you. You swear, and therefore you're part, you don't have to pay. But v'yelu, these are cases the Mishnah says in Shavuot, and midrabbonin, nishboyim v'noitlin. These are cases that you swear, and since you swear, you collect money. Ha-sochir, Rashi says, amaloi tein li'schori, a workman that worked for the boss, and at the end of the day, he tells the boss, pay me my wages, I work for you today. V'wayman asati, and the boss says, I paid you already. So the Rabbanan is like Takono, that the worker has a right to swear he did not receive his pay yet, and he collects. Via Nigzal, in the case where we saw the way somebody went into somebody's house and stole from him, and we don't know what he stole. So the Gazlan, the Nigzal says, this is what you stole this morning, give it back to me. And the Gazlan says, no, nothing doing, I didn't steal this from you. So this is the case of the Nigzal, the one that was stolen from, swears that thing that you have is what you stole from me, and he collects it. V'yanechba. Another case also that we see where somebody got hit, and he's kaifer. Guy goes into his house. He's okay, and it comes out all beaten up. So we make him. So we don't know who did it. And the person in the house says, "I didn't hit him." So in this case, we let the person that was beaten up swear that he hit me, and he has a right to collect money. These are cases with the Rabbanim, we let these people swear and they collect the money. Who adin v'sheknek d'choshe al ashur? In a case where somebody is supposed to swear, let's say in Moedim Miksas, but we find out that he is a person that's not trustworthy, we can't believe him, so then with the Rabbanim, we let the other person, the person that wants to collect the money, he has a right to swear and collect the money. Even though usually it's the opposite way, the person swears and frees himself. But if that person is a choshed, we're afraid he's a liar, we can't let him swear, then with the Rabbanim will let the other person swear and collect the money. It's also a famous case that where a person told somebody, pay up my workers. A big boss told somebody, pay up my workers. And what happened was, the person says, I paid your workers, pay me up. And the workers come back and says, we never got paid. So what happens here? So the Rabbanan, both of them have a right to come and swear and collect the money. The in-between man has a right to come and swear that he paid up the workers and he gets paid back money from the boss. And the workers also come and swear that they did not receive any money yet and they also get paid from the boss. The boss has to pay them both. Who adin of a poigim shtara means in a case where you were paid up a little bit of the shtar, because like pegemis ksubasa, it's the case where the shtar or the ksuba says you owe $1,000, and they both agree that they got paid up already 100, and you want to collect the rest of the $900, so you have to swear. So it says a loshni of a poigim shtara shaloi bi edim. When you were paid up the little bit, it was not in front of edim. So the diik is shaloi bi edim in. If it was paid up not in front of Edim, then you have to swear before you collect the rest of the money. But mashma bi Edim, if this little money that you were paid up was paid up in front of Edim, and all you have, all the Edim are that you were paid up this little bit, then when you want to collect the rest of the money, mashma, you don't have to swear anymore. So it's a riot tower shaila that if the husband paid up his wife $100 of the ksuba in front of Edim, and the rest that he paid up was not in front of Edim, we did not leave the husband, that then she would not have to swear to collect more money. Zumara says, no, I'll tell you. Right. Zumara says, I'll tell you, loy mi boy kamer. Here it's different. When it says over here, va'poigem shtor shloi bi Edim, that you have to swear even shloi bi Edim, it doesn't only mean shloi bi Edim. It means even shloi bi Edim. Loy mi boy kamer, even this. Loy mi boy, not only bi Edim. That where the $100 was paid up in front of Edim. That's for sure that the person has to swear to collect more. But if let's say the 100 was paid up not in front of Edim, I would have thought then, if let's say the husband does not have any proof at all that he paid up even $100. So really the wife, if she wanted to, she could have said, I didn't collect a penny yet. And then she would have a right to collect a whole $1,000. So now that she says, no, I agree that I got paid 100. So in such a case, if there's no Edim that she got paid 100, so I would have thought she's like a Meshav Aveda. She's like doing him a big favor. She's like returning the Aveda by admitting that she received 100. So we see she's not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She should have said, I didn't receive a penny. So therefore, I would think, shouldn't she tell him the truth? Maybe she should collect without swearing. Kamashmala, no, that even in this case, even though there are no edim that she was paid up the 100, and she agrees that she received the 100, now when she wants to collect the rest of the $900, that's a din midrabbanan, that she does have to swear. Takoponim, we don't have any proof to the first shayla. There's no proof to the first shayla. Where in a case where the husband pays up in front of edim, maybe she still has to swear. We don't have a proof for that shayla. Iboilu, we have a new question like this. Ha poigemes ksubosa pochos mesheva prutamau. Let's say the husband pays his wife a little bit at a time. When they're married, he paid a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here, a half a pruta here. Pochos don't mesheva pruta. But at the end, it comes out when he finally gives his wife a get, he says, what did I pay you up altogether? She says, you know what? You only paid me up two prutas. And these two prutas you paid me up, I know. She says exactly, you paid me up in 25 payments. That's what she says. Now the question is, when she wants to collect the rest of the money, does she have to swear or not? What's the swara? Mi armina, do we say? Ki von de kodaika kulihai, since we see that she's very careful. She knows what she's talking about. Like she tells us exactly how she collected these few dollars when they were still married. She says, he gave it to me, pochus pochum shava prutum, it's very small payments. So we see, she knows what she's talking about. Is kushta kamra. So that should be a proof that she's telling the truth, and therefore she should not have to swear before she collects. I don't, maybe, erume kamarma. Maybe no, still she's playing a game on us. Like, really, she doesn't know so much. She's not medayik so much. Or else just tamen happened to be this way, that she happens to know this much. But it could be still, she's not for sure. We don't know if she's telling the truth that she wasn't paid up the rest of the money. Maybe really she was paid up the rest of the money. Therefore, we still make her swear. So Mara says, Teiku, we have a suffix if she has to swear in this case or not. Iboilu, we have another question. What about poicheses ksubosumahu? Let's say they say the value of the ksuba is worth less. So does she have to swear or not? So Rashi says, Pecheses means, Hoysa ksuba elevzuz. It was written in the ksuba, the shtar she has is that the husband owes her $1,000. Kosi bishtar. The husband says, is kabal tekula. I already paid you up already. When we were still married, I paid you up to $1,000 already. I don't owe you a penny. She says, no, lo yis kabal tiklum. You did not pay me a penny yet. I didn't receive any payment. Avol, she says, but, moidani shlaihisnes imilik subasi elamona. I agree, though, that the first suba, I only agreed to receive the $100. Because even though it's written $1,000 in the ksuba, I'll admit to you, I agree, that really, really the ksuba should only be $100. So in such a case, when she wants to collect her $100, does she have to swear or not? What's the shaila? Do we say, Hainu pagemis. Of course, it's the same thing as a pagemis, that the husband says he paid her up everything, and she says, no, you didn't pay me up yet, she wants to collect, and she's collecting less than $1,000, so maybe she has to swear first. I do, maybe, pagemis. Why does she have to swear by a pagemis? Because she agrees to half of the husband's complaint. The husband is saying, I paid you up completely. She's agreeing, you paid me up a little bit, just not completely. So since she's agreeing to a little bit of the husband's taina, that's why there she has to swear. But her, in this case, like kamoide b'miksas, over here she's saying, no, you did not pay me a penny yet. She's not moide, she doesn't agree at all to the husband's complaint. She's only saying that even though the shtar here says $1,000, I agree to you though that really it should have only been $100. But the actual hundred, the actual ksuba that the husband owns the wife, here she's saying, you did not pay me up a penny yet. So maybe here it's better, she would not have to swear. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Poicheches, tifrash loy b'shru. It says clearly, in a case where the ksuba is worth less than what it says, she could collect it without swearing. Kate said, what's the case? The ksuba itself was written for $1,000. The Yomalo, and the husband says to his wife, no, after he gave her get, his kabal to ksubasecha. He should know, I already paid you up all the money already. V'yomeri, she says, no, nothing doing. Lo yis kabal, I didn't collect a penny from you yet. But you should know, v'yenu elamona. I agree to you, though, that the ksuba really should only be $100. The locher is nefrash le'bishvua. In this case, she has a right to collect without swearing first. There's pagemis in our mishnah because there's a moed of miksas. Here there's no moedav amiksah, she doesn't have to swear. Fred Gemara, but my gviya, what right though does she have to collect? The husband is saying, I paid you up already. So what right does she have to collect the money? Because she has a ksuba. Fred Gemara, Bahai Shtara, you want to say she collect with the shtar that she's holding in her hand, Hai Shtara chaspa biyamu. The shtar is a piece of junk, it's nothing, it's a chaspa, it's a broken kli. In other words, in the shtar it says $1,000. But really, she's agreeing, nothing doing. There was never a star written for $1,000. In other words, she's saying that this star was forged. It's a forged star. $1,000 is not the star that we made up. So she's asking for $100. But for the $100, she has no proof. She has no star. So how could she collect the money at all? No, that she says this star was written and signed truthfully. In other words, even though when the shtar was written $1,000 and Adam signed on it, she's not saying that was forged. She's still saying, Avada, that shtar was written, the kashrus, and it was a good shtar. Just that we made up between me and you. The wife is telling us now that we made up between the wife and the husband, that when she ever does come to collect the ksuba, the husband trusted her that she'll only collect $100. But really, the shtar is a good shtar. So therefore, her right to collect the money now is because she has a shtar. Even though, if you look at the shtar itself, she has the right to collect $1,000. But she's just now being a tzaddikah. She's being made and telling us the truth that we made up between ourselves that I'll only come to collect $100. So therefore, she has a right to collect $100 and without swearing first. Then another case, the Mishnah says, where she has to swear before she collects is of an eidechot. Eidechot midi shiprua. If the husband again says, I paid you up your ksuba, and she says, nothing doing, I didn't receive a penny yet. But the husband has a neidechod that he paid her up. So the Mishnah says she has to swear now before she collects. So Mura says again, Sava Romi Bachom Lameimer. He thought to say that Shvua the Eraisa. She has to swear now a Shvua Midi Eraisa. And it's a more Chomadik a Shvua with Nikita's Chayfet. She has to swear it's a more Chomadik a Shvua if it's Midi Eraisa. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yokum Eidechod Bishlechol Lov and Mechol Chattis. So we darshan and neidechod is lecholovun lecholchatus to the enikom. And neidechod can't come to give a punishment or to be mechayiv to bring the korban chatus. If a neidechod says you owe money, you have to swear midiraisa against the neidechod. A neidechod can't make you pay, but midiraisa you're going to have to swear now against the neidechod. The Yom Amar, we learned that kolmokem sheshnayim mechayiv v'noisim omen. Anytime if you have two eidim, you have to pay money. Echad mechayiv v'shvua. If there's only one neidechod there saying the statement, then you have to swear against him. See, here also, since there's a neidechod saying that she was paid up, if she wants to collect the ksuba, she has to swear midiraisa with Nikita's chayfetz that she didn't receive any money yet. That's what he wanted to say. Rami Bachoma. On this, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashtay Tshuvas Bedavar." I have two questions on you. Chod, the one question is again that the chol anishvoyim shebatorin anishvoyim loy mishalmin midiraisa shvu is always to free yourself, not to have to pay. V'inishpas from the telus, and here she is swearing to collect money, so that can't be a shvu midiraisa. V'yoyt, secondly, ein nishvoyim akvir shubikakois. We know for ksuba she has the right to collect from the karka of the husband. The karka is mishubit for ksuba. So since it's called the kfiras, shibut kakois, midiraisa, the apsukin, the Maharaj Zadid also swear if it's negayat to karka. So here that she has to swear can't be midiraisa. Elam a rova, therefore rova says if shati is midirabonin. She only has to swear midirabonin. And the reason is stop, because elhof is died to shabal. To satisfy the husband. Like here it's an argument, the husband says I paid you up to ksub already. She's saying no, nothing doing, I didn't receive it yet. So to calm him down, midirabonin, we say she has to swear. Omar Rav Papa, Papa says,